who's been working for you. So I have here my boss now, Anidi. Here's Mr. Todd, the owner.
Hi, Todd. Thank you, Michael.
Hello.
How are you doing today? Happy Wednesday.
Thank you. I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I can't complain. I think if I did, no one listens. But that's what my husband says. But what does he know? That's what he says. What does he know? No, I'm just kidding. Todd, again, my name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. I know you've been talking here with Michael, and he does a wonderful job going over the basics. He did want me to go over the pricing and details with you. However, I'm pulling up these notes. I did hear, you know, that there is a little bit of a concern as far as pricing, just because it's still kind of tight around this time of the year, right?
Correct.
What I did want to ask you, you know, is what type of marketing are you currently doing now that is helping you generate more new business at this time?
We're using Thumbtack and networks, right?
Okay. And with Thumbtack, how has that been producing for you so far?
Oh, we're probably doing 50% maybe or something.
Oh, okay, so like a 50% closing ratio then. Okay.
Yeah.
50% of those leads you're able to close. Good, good. And then you said networks. What's that experience
been?
Correct.
I just started up with them again. I was with them in 2020.
It okay.
didn't work real well, but I just recently started up, so I haven't gotten any leads from them yet.
Okay. So in 2020, you were with them, and then you returned back. Well, hopefully it's a different experience, right?
No,
this time around. Yeah. Okay, so it sounds like currently what you're using are lead-generating programs. I
Correct.
Feel like with Thumbtack, it kind of sounds like as long as you can get them on the phone, you're good at closing because you have a 50% closing ratio. So that
Correct.
Tells me
yeah.
get them on the phone and you can sell your services. Aside from the painting, you also do, is it like small home repairs? Tell me a little bit about that.
We do, you know, wood replacement needs done for exteriors, you know, the paint.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We do some small repairs and stuff if needed.
Okay. Got it. But primarily painting?
I've been in the industry for 49 years now.
No way. Really? Wow. But the company itself, how long has it been around?
26 years, I guess it is.
What a legacy.
Oh, longer than that, 28 years. It was 1998 when it started.
Very nice. So, Todd, you know, I know we're like already in April, which I can't believe this year's flying, but what goals have you set for yourself in this new year that you would really want to achieve? Any goal in particular?
More commercial work.
Okay.
I like
commercial
building, large projects.
Okay, good. Now, I know that you're there is it the Edgewood area where you're at currently?
Correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
How far do you typically travel for a new customer?
Oh, 50 miles or so. I mean, usually it's about 40 miles.
Okay. 40 to 50. Okay.
Yeah.
And you don't use Facebook at all?
A little, but I don't get so many results from that.
Was it a business Facebook page that you created, or is it like your personal page
it
and you
is.
Go on to communities? Okay.
Well, I do both.
Oh, okay. Okay. Let me take a look here. The reason that I was asking is because there's a particular program that I was looking at. I want to see what's going to be a good fit for you, right? Predominantly, what we do here is we list your company on that first page of Google so that whenever someone is searching up your services, they find you listed there, they call you directly. Okay?
Great.
So these would be direct calls. I do see the Facebook, and there is a website that I found.
Yes.
Beautiful. This is going to be very helpful for me. Okay. Now, Aside from being listed on Google, we do list you on Bing, which is what I call the sister company to Google.
Okay.
Our directory submission is Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. So you have a Yelp page and you got that Facebook business page. What we're going to do is brand them. Okay. So those pages would be visible. We do Facebook advertising. Now, whenever someone's performing a search on Google for your service, and now they're on Facebook, they're looking at pictures or stories, they're going to see your ad appear. And that's what's going to help you reach more new potential clients. However, we make it unique to retarget an audience by interest, income level, or location. Now, once that they click on your ad, they're calling you directly. Okay, a lot of our clients have seen great results. I did find a Google business profile for you. Did you set this up yourself?
The Google business profile?
Okay.
No.
Do you know who would have, might have done that?
Not sure, unless it was one of the services before or something.
Okay, yeah, because it doesn't even have your company name. It says Cincinnati, but it has your website attached and your phone number. So we can either get you access to that, and fix it, you know what I mean, so that it looks correctly, right? So I'm glad that I found that. Now, we also cover what we call the mobile platform. So what that means is anyone using their iPhone, their Android, their tablet to search for your services, even the voice searches, right, like Alexa or Google Home, they can still pull you up on those search results. Pretty much this package would cover all of your bases. Okay?
Okay.
Now, as far as with the pricing, I'm going to put you in for an established business credit. This is going to give you more than a 50% savings, okay, from our original cost. So basically, your monthly flat rate is going to be $299 a month.
Okay.
It will have just a one-time $99 setup fee, but that would be to cover the programming. So basically, the initial investment, Todd, would be $398 for you to get it started today, and then you pay $299 monthly. It's not a contract. We do ask you for a three-month verbal agreement. That means to stick it out with us for 3 months, but you pay monthly. And that price is never going to change on you, no matter how long you're with us. So if you're with us for 6 months, 6 years, you get 50 calls, you know, 20 phone calls, you land a commercial job that's going to pay you $20,000. I mean, we're not charging you a percentage. It's that same flat rate. Okay.
Right.
What do you think so far?
It sounds pretty good. Can you work on that price, initial price a little bit for me?
Okay. In regards to, like, is the $398 a little bit much for you right now?
It might be, yeah.
Let me see if I can do something here.
Good morning.
I'm going to put in a credit. Let me put in this credit so I can.
Okay.
Because you already have the website, so we don't have to, like, build that out. This is actually going to waive that setup fee.
Yeah.
So I'm able to waive that $99. So basically you would pay $299 to get it started. And then it's $299 every month after that. Would that be more feasible for you to give this a shot?
Yeah, I could probably do that.
Okay.
Sure.
All right, perfect. Let me do this. Your email, is it toddkimmel48@yahoo.com? I saw it on the Facebook page.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And I'm assuming your last name's Kimmel. Did I pronounce that right?
Yes, Kimmel.
Okay. I'm super excited for you. You're going to love this.
Yeah, I hope it generates some good leads for me.
And you're definitely, and keep in mind that these are going to be direct calls, right? So you can pick and choose the jobs that you do want to take, right, without having that cost per call. You know what
sure.
I mean? So that's what I love about it. And then we'll put you in your targeted areas as well and then list you for the services that you're providing too. I know that you mentioned you want to get on more commercial work, so I'm going to put you to be found for both residential and commercial. That's
perfect.
Right. Okay, good. So I'm just sending you the first email that's going to have everything included on what I said that we're including in this package, as well as with the pricing. Todd, this number that you and I are speaking on, is that always going to be the best phone number for us to reach you on?
It is.
Okay. All right. Now, the company name, I always like to confirm how everything should be reading, okay? Kimmel,
all right.
Is there an apostrophe S in that or no?
Yes.
Okay. And then it's Colors Painting is what I'm seeing. Okay, so Kimmel,
correct.
Colors Painting, the word and Home Maintenance. Is that how you want it to read?
You can put Home Repair.
And Home Repair. Okay, let's do that. And Home Repair. Okay. What is the address that's associated with the business? It's typically like what they would call home office, I guess.
Yes. It's the 3026 Round Hill Court.
Round Hill Court. And that's Edgewood. I see Edgewood, Kentucky coming up.
Correct. 41017.
Yep. That's what came up for me. Did you used to be in Cincinnati at one time?
Silver Grove, actually.
Oh, okay.
Kentucky.
But
we're just across the river from Cincinnati.
How's the weather right now for you guys?
Yeah, it's beautiful today.
Oh, I know we're getting rain soon.
Where are you guys located?
We're in California, and our weather has been bipolar. We were in the 90s last week, and now we're supposed to have these two storms coming in with thunder, and I don't know what else is going on. I'm like, this is not good. I'm supposed to have a birthday party on Saturday. And it's outside.
Our weather's been a little erratic. We have 45-degree days and then 80-degree days.
Yeah,
today's
I hear you.
About 70, so I'm okay with that.
Oh, that's good. I like
yeah.
that because I feel like it's natural AC, you know?
Right.
Now,
I
on this phone.
I used to live in California.
Yeah, what part?
Huntington Beach, and I lived out
no
in
way. Then you know where
Rancho,
Fountain Valley
California.
Is. Then you know where Fountain Valley is. So you were in the, what we would call South County, right? I live in Anaheim, but our company is based out of Fountain Valley. So we've been around for 22 years. I just was in Huntington Beach last night celebrating my friend's birthday. Literally.
I lived in Garden Grove for a while too, which is a little closer to Anaheim.
Yeah, Garden Grove is super close. Like, I'm right by Disneyland. So you're very familiar with this area then. Well,
I love that area, but I had little ones.
You don't want to be here now. I'm telling you, Todd, even now, like the grandkids, they love Disneyland, but they love coming to my house because they see all the fireworks show, but it sounds like a war zone. And it is so expensive. You think being an Anaheim resident, I get a discount? Absolutely not. Now, right now, Todd, I just sent you a text. Let me know once you receive it. That text message, it's going to have our customer service phone number. So, Todd, you're going to have a team dedicated to your account. Whenever you have an update, you have a change, a question, or even a concern, you're going to reach out to customer service, and we are always here for you Monday through Friday.
Hold on just a moment. Give me just a couple minutes.
Yeah, take your time.
I'll find Bob, then you can just put it in a second.
All right, I'm back. I'm sorry.
Okay, no worries. So you should have received a text from me. It has our customer service phone number. So we are always here for you Monday through Friday, 7 to 4, which is 10 to 7 your time because you're 3 hours ahead of me. You're on Eastern time right now. Okay.
Sure.
Anytime you have an update, perfect. Update, question, concern, you're going to reach out to customer service because we have a team dedicated to your account. I'm
okay.
Also going to tell you, please save that phone number in your contacts. This way you always have it on hand. Okay?
Perfect.
Okay. Are you fully licensed and insured? It's not a requirement.
We don't need a license because we're sole proprietor, but we have $2 million insurance.
Beautiful. Okay. Awesome. I'm just notating that there. And then I'm putting residential, commercial, painting. What else do you want?
Residential, commercial, and industrial, if you will.
And industrial. Okay. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Okay. Aside from the painting, what else do you want me to notate? Like if someone was specifically looking for a service, home repairs.
I would put just painting and repairs.
Painting and repairs. Okay.
Basically associated with painting.
Yes. Painting and repairs. Okay. Let me do that. All right. And then your hours of operation, are you typically Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
7 days a week. I mean, I'll go out and look at places on the weekend, too, so
okay.
Not a problem.
And then do you want me to put you for the 40-mile radius or 50? The Facebook ads will reach as far as 50.
All right, let's do 50.
All right. And then your method of communication, when we're communicating with you, do you prefer that we call you, text you, email, all three, phone and text?
Probably text is the quickest way to respond.
Okay. Now, we're also going to include, it's what we call a local tracking number that's going to be linked to your phone. This is going to,
okay.
I'm not going to tell you it's going to completely stop the spam calls, but it's going to lessen them. And it's a way for you to actually track the calls that you're getting from our program. Okay.
Okay, good.
And then I'm putting on here that you have the Google Business profile. We're going to try to see if we can get you that access. So that way we can go in and make the changes. If not, worst case scenario, they'll create a new one. Okay?
Okay.
And then your Facebook business page, what you do is you'll just add us on as managers so we can optimize that page and then manage the Facebook ads. I'm putting
okay.
in here that you have your own website. We're not going to change it or anything like that. Okay? All right. And then, Todd, for the payment, the card that you're using, and this will be the card that stays on file, you can always change it later if you need to. Is that card
okay.
in your name, the business name, or both?
It's in my name.
Is it
no,
just Todd Kimmel?
It says Todd Kimmel, and then it says Kimmel's Colors.
Kimmel's
but
Colors.
Todd Kimmel.
But it says Todd Kimmel on there. Okay, and then Kimmel's
yeah,
Colors.
Yeah.
Same billing address?
Same billing address.
Okay. And is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
And the card number, whenever you're ready.
4034-8700-5367-8296.
Expiration month and year?
10 of 28.
And the CVV code on the back?
145.
Okay. Before I process this transaction, I am going to walk you through a voice verification recording because I have you at a discounted pre-agreement. It is an added form of protection for you that we will send in writing along with your invoice. As I am walking you through it, Todd, if there is anything at all that you don't understand, you just stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? And this way I'll go back and review it and then rephrase it. I just prefer
right.
that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
I appreciate it. Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Kimmel Keller's Painting and Home Repair.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Todd Kimmel, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Right.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
I do. Is there any way that you can make sure those, anybody that's checking on me would go to text maybe? Because that's, like I say, the fastest way.
Yeah. I have notated it that when we reach out to you for them to text you. Now, there might be times that they will call you, but when they call you, it's going to be from that 877 number, and they will send you a text. So I'll ask them to send a text prior to calling you. I'll have that notated on there. So this way you're aware. So if you need to respond and say, hey, call me at this time, that way they're notified as well. Okay?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, perfect. Now, make sure that you save our 877 number in your contacts under Local Splash. So this way you always have our phone number. And allow Local Splash to return all calls to you within 24 hours. Okay? Now, as a result of increased visibility, Todd, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. In fact, I'm going to provide you a security question right now, and this security question is how you will identify if the call is coming from us and not another company, okay? So you can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like?
Mother's maiden name.
And what was her maiden name?
It's Coates, C-O-A-T-E-S.
Okay, perfect. Now, I'll give you an example. Let's say someone called, they're saying they're Local Splash, and you're like, I don't know. I have a feeling it might not be. Just ask them, what's my security question? Now, if they hang up on you, you know it wasn't us calling. If they refuse to give you the security question, disconnect the call. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, several of my clients do get called by a company called Yelp, which you're familiar with. Yelp does their own directory, you know, advertising ads. If you're ever interested in that at any time, give us a call first because we can offer you a discounted rate if you're ever interested in Yelp ads. Okay?
Okay.
So just an FYI. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree, as part of your marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And just so you know what this means is we're not saying you can't do other marketing networks and thumbtack. Don't interfere with what we're doing. If you do anything outside of that, just give us a heads up so we can make sure that it's not a service that we're already providing. Okay?
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll
work. Now, as part of your verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. Now, these may include business license or proof of insurance or registration, and any other documentation necessary for the Google Business Profile verification. In fact, I'll send you a list. So you just send us what you can. We do kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation could result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is April 8th, 2026, in the non-refundable amount of $299. Now, as I mentioned, Todd, this is a three-month verbal agreement. We're asking you to stick it out with us for 3 months. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the eighth day of each month, in the amount of $299. This is a monthly recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the number that I asked you to save. That number again is 877-635-6225. make sure that you speak with a live representative. If you do cancel within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before that next billing is due. Now, if you cancel after the 90 days, you don't have an early termination fee because you completed your 3 months. Okay?
All right.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. So I'm just updating the package and I'm processing the payment. I only need like about 5 more minutes. Finance wanted me to tell you congratulations on your years of being so well established. They did want me to extend an offer to you if you are interested. They are currently offering you 3 months. If you prepay it, it's actually $700, so it saves you like about $197 as opposed to paying every month. So they wanted me to extend that to you. Would you be interested in that or sticking with just paying monthly?
No, we'll just pay monthly, I think.
Okay, perfect. And know what, that at any time, you know, after these 3 months, if you're like, you know, I love the way this is working, you have those options where you could prepay it, okay, to save you
okay.
a little bit more
sure.
money. All right.
You betcha.
All right, and then I'm just kind of updating here. How does your schedule look for today? I know you're working, like, in the middle right now of a job. Cause
yeah,
I can hear.
I'm just working on a big Victorian exterior.
Really? Oh, my gosh. Are those really cool projects to work on?
They are, yeah. This was, like, a 10-bedroom boarding house at one time. That's how big it is.
No
single family
way.
Now, but it's beautiful.
Wow. I bet you got to be real careful, too, huh?
Yeah. And I painted this house 13 years ago, so this we're
no way. So wow. So do you have a lot of repeat customers, would you say?
We do. Yeah.
That's awesome, Todd. That's because of the work you do. That's really, really
is,
awesome.
Yeah.
Another thing that we're going to help you, too, is help you get some reviews. So we make it real simple for you, and we encourage
okay.
it that when you're – when you're finishing a job, you're going to have also this tracking and reporting system that'll help you track everything with our program, but there's also a helpful tool. You put in your client's phone number or their email,
uh-huh.
and it will automatically send them this link asking them to leave you a review. And when they click on it, they put 5 stars, and it'll post to your Google Business profile. We encourage it.
Perfect.
Okay?
Okay, yeah.
So, and it's a great tool for you. So I'm processing the payment. You're going to start receiving a couple of text messages and emails because we send it to both. Now, you
okay.
might want to check your phone just because we are a California company. I know my bank does it. If I'm doing, like, an out-of-state payment, it might send you a message to your phone because it says suspected fraud. So your bank might be wanting to ask you if you're recognizing the charge.
Yeah, I don't think, let's see if they contacted me.
I know my Discover card does that to me.
I'm not seeing anything.
I have the card number is 4034-8700-5367-8296.
Correct.
Expires October of 2028, right?
Right.
And then the CVV code on the back is 145.
That's correct.
Address is 3026 Round Hill Court, Edgewood, Kentucky, 41017.
That's correct.
Okay. And then Todd Kimmel, Kimmel's Colors. So I have all that right. Let me see. Because sometimes it might be there was a letter or a number that was off. Yeah, it came back suspected fraud.
All right, let's, I got another card we can put it on.
Okay. This card has just your name on it?
And just my name, yeah.
Okay, not the Kimmel's colors, right? And same billing address?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And this one is Visa, MasterCard?
It doesn't really say. It's Huntington Bank.
If it's a MasterCard, it starts with a 5. Visa is always with a 4.
It starts with a 5.
Okay, so that's MasterCard. I only know because my bank card's a MasterCard.
There you go.
Okay, I'm ready whenever you are.
All right, 5175 4637 1067 6337.
Expiration month and year.
08 of 30.
And the CVV code on the back?
775.
I'm going to read it back to you. 5175. 4637-1067-6337. And that's August
correct.
Of 30. 775 are the numbers on the back.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So let me just update this. Oh, the birds sound so pretty. Aw, I can hear them. Wow.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day today. Nice and
yeah,
sunny.
That's when you know. That's when you know it's a beautiful sunny day because you'll hear the birds chirping. Aww.
Yep.
Okay, so that one went through. Now, there's going to be two particular text messages and emails that I'll need you to pull up. One's going to be your initial invoice, which is your receipt, and the other one will say action photos needed. So it's whichever one you find first. While we're waiting
okay.
for those to come through, I need to schedule what we call a client interview and onboarding. This is where the magic is going to happen. You'll be speaking with my technician in regards to like the Facebook ads, the areas of target. They're going to re-verify the notes you and I went over to make sure I listed everything correctly. The appointment takes about 40 minutes or a little bit longer, depending on how many questions or details you have, but I block out an hour and schedule it at a time that's convenient for you.
Okay.
The following times that I have available for today, if it works for you, if not, then we can look at tomorrow. Schedule.
I would say tomorrow, probably.
Okay.
I'm busy today.
Tomorrow?
The latest part in the afternoon would be best for me.
I have tomorrow, 4 o'clock your time, 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 7. What time would you like?
About 6 to 7.
Let's do 6 to 7. I'm going to send you a calendar invite for that. You don't need to do anything with it. It's letting you know that we're going to call you between 6 and 7. It'll be from the 877 number, so just make sure you answer all the calls within that hour. In fact, I will send
sure.
you a text message with a reminder letting you know what's coming up in the next hour, just in case you forget, okay?
That's
now,
good.
If I'm not in a meeting or on an appointment, I'm actually, or even a call, I'm going to be the one to call you, Todd, to introduce you to the technician. If I am not
sure.
available, they will not wait for me. They're going to proceed without me, okay?
Sure.
So let me send you this. Now, if you want to take a look at your messages or your emails, and we're almost done. There's one that'll say initial invoice, and then there's one that says action pictures needed for Google verification. Do you mind if I ask, what are your lead costs with Thumbtack? Are they pretty reasonable?
Not really. They've gone way up. They're $100
really?
Average. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah,
are you
they
serious?
Used to be
oh, wow.
$40-$50. Now some of them are $120.
No
and
way.
And they're still sending them to three or four other guys. Yeah, they've gone way up.
Wow. Yeah, because, you know, just so you know, for future reference, Google does have a pay-per-lead program. If you're ever interested in it, basically, you pay for the lead, but the lead will come to you in the form of a phone call. You just don't share it with anyone. And I was looking at the painter category for it. So their lead costs are $48. So what you do is when you get approved for
oh,
it, the minimum monthly budget is $624, and that gives you up to 13 leads. Now, a qualified lead is if they you know, you talked about pricing over the phone or gave them an estimate. But if they're calling you outside of a service that you don't offer, if they're calling to solicitate you or to see if you're hiring, that's unqualified, and Google will credit the lead back to you because it's unqualified. Okay? So you can turn those leads off and on as many times as you need to for as long as you need to. But it's a really great program. So, you know, if you're ever interested in that, it is an option for you as well. And they only require the for you to carry the insurance. And I know you said you have a $2 million liability insurance, right?
I did.
Yeah. They only ask for $250,000 for you to carry that minimum.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I've got the emails here. I've got one with a receipt.
Perfect. So when you open it up, it goes on to say, hello, Todd Kimmel. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email. Please click here towards the bottom. It'll say to accept your subscription terms. You're going to click on that.
I did click on it, and
you're on a page that says, did it take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience?
Nope. My phone does not seem to pick up any. It won't let me get emails for some reason. It just goes to a blank page.
You might have to do it when you're home. Do you have an iPhone or an Android?
I have an iPhone.
Okay, yeah. It could be maybe the signal or something and you're not able to pull it up. But what you're when will you be home, Todd? And then I can help walk you through it.
Probably 7 or 8 tonight.
Okay. I can actually give you a call like around 7 just to walk you through it. But basically what it'll do is take you to a page that'll say Local Splash Terms of Experience at the top. You're going to find where it has your phone number. And there's 3 boxes underneath. One will say, you agree to receive text messages from us. The other one says you are certifying that it's your name on the card that you provided. Your information is true and correct. And then the other box that you're clicking in is acknowledging that the payments are reoccurring, okay, and automatic. And then you just type your name at the bottom where it says to type it in that box. Now, there's one more I need you to find, and it'll say action photos needed for Google verification.
All right. Yes.
Okay. So some of these items you might not have, okay? And what you're going to do is you're going to send us the ones that you do have. This is going to help us claim that page and get that going for you. So basically, what you're going to do here is you're going to send us pictures of your work tools, your work equipment, your work vehicle. You're going to send us pictures of a business card that maybe you hand out, okay? If you do invoicing, obviously not your client's information on there, okay? So on that list, you'll send us what you can. Whatever you don't have, don't worry about it, okay? Now, the last thing I want to go over with you, and then we're all done. So we're going to get moving on this. So within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed in the directories, which could already start generating phone calls for you. 7 to 14 days, those Facebook ads are going to be live. These can also start generating phone calls for you. Now, what we always state in our terms and conditions that we send you in writing, okay, and I'll always stick to this, getting you verified, creating that profile, optimizing it on that first page and maintaining it there, I will always say 60 to 90 days, even when time and time again I've seen it happen sooner, because I like to under-promise and over-deliver, okay?
Yeah.
We're going to be sending you notifications as these steps are being processed so you're aware of the work that we're doing, okay?
All right.
So we'll be notifying you. And I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our Local Splash family. Thank you so much, Todd, for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I am super, super excited for you. Thank you so much.
I'm hopeful that everything works out good and we get a bunch of business out of it. So.
I'm super excited for you. Thank you for the opportunity. So I'll give you a call still at 7 just to make sure that you were able to open that receipt up, okay?
That sounds good.
All right, Todd. Have a blessed day. I'll talk to you later on this evening. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, that wasn't even showing up. It's that, I don't know. No, it didn't do the automatic, honey. You know how it automatically shows the phone number? No, yeah. It's 859-903-4629. It's so weird. Okay, I'm going to announce it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sorry. 859-980-3... Oh, no, wait a minute. 859-803-4629. I was like, come on, what's this I need to do? No. But I just announced it right now. Dude, I'm like, seriously, Amy, like, I'm like trying to hit it hard, girl. Dude, and I just realized they're doing your thing on Friday. Because I can't make it Friday. I thought it was Tuesday. Okay, because I'm like freaking out over here. Who's getting your cake? For next Tuesday. Oh, got it. Okay. I'll chat with the girls. Okay. I'm so proud of you, Amy. Thank you for being... I don't know why I feel emotional for you, but thank you for always being consistent in my life.